This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk Podcast, episode number 74. For those who don't know, my name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of this podcast and the website annuitystraighttalk.com, where you can get all the answers to your retirement questions, an unbiased, no pressure approach to solving the problems that you foresee in those casual years of retirement. Here in episode number 74, kind of getting into February, I think is when this is going to come out. So we're moving through the first month of the year. Things are kind of same as last year. Rates have settled just a little bit for everybody that was waiting for more. If they jump now, they're going to settle for a little bit less. A lot of people get into contracts into December. We're finishing those up now and in the last couple of weeks. And those guys kind of nailed it just about right. So I think like November, December was kind of the high point in rates. Not everybody's pulled back, but a lot of the bigger companies have. And, you know, I guess you just do it when you think it's worthwhile, right? But the title of this one, Index Annuity Perspective. We talk a lot about both fixed and index annuities, income annuities. I talked about pensions in the last couple of weeks. You know, but we're going to index annuities this time because of a conversation I had with them in the past couple of weeks. I keep saying I'm going to get to a three-part series, and it's going to come at some point, but these ideas just keep popping up. I've already got a different one from last week based on just a comment. All it takes is a sentence to give me an idea. So if you have got something to say, please say it. Respond to my emails. And this goes out to the new email list. You can comment on, I think you can comment or like on YouTube or your podcast platform if you need that. Or you can call me at 800-438-5121. Schedule a call, top right corner of any page on annuitystraighttalk.com. Okay, so index annuity perspective. Now, I've got a newsletter for this. It's my visual aid. I kind of changed the camera angle to get it a bit closer to me. You'll be more easily noticed that I look down at my screen because I'm reading it. You guys, I don't know if you can see the computer from this angle. Sometimes I share it and sometimes I don't. Today, I'm not going to. If you want to see the newsletter, sign up to the email list. You'll get it on Saturdays. Both will go out so you can read it or you can listen to it. The podcast is always going to have a little bit more detail because then I don't have to form perfect sentences and the punctuation and paragraphs and all that stuff. So anyway, if you have never owned an indexed annuity, you have no idea whether it's going to work out to be a good investment. And it's like funny to hear a salesman say that, but I am not a salesman first. That's how I make my money, but I want to make sure you understand all details of the contract so that you can make the final decision, go forward with confidence. But you buy it and you don't know, hey, is it really going to work out like everybody said it would or like this guy promised? Now, safety, your money's safe and a reasonable amount of liquidity are guaranteed, but top line growth is only a projection. Now, if the type of liquidity that the contract offers doesn't work for you, then you don't buy it in the first place. You can't get down the road and say, yeah, you know what? This doesn't work. So if you have a good contract, low performance is not usually the fault of an annuity. Rather, it's the fault of poor economic conditions or a bad stock market. Right now, the S&P 500 is about flat over the past 2 years. It's up a little bit, 3 to 5% changes every day. If you bought an index annuity 2 years ago that hasn't grown much, then you've essentially kept pace with the market without the ups and downs. Now, a lot of people get into a year or two where, you know, some people do well, hit 10, 12% their first year. And then it's easy, right? Some people, you know, make 0 to 3. Last calendar year was the first time I'd ever seen a zero in 12 years of selling these things. But if you got to be patient. So a lot of people want, you know, oh, I didn't do that well in the first year. Oh, this is terrible, right? But it's usually related to something else. And that's why I call it index annuity perspective, because you got to be looking at it the right way. Within the last couple of years, I think I did a newsletter on this. I don't know that I did a podcast. Might have been right before I did the newsletter, but old index annuities can still grow. But I saw one that hit 15% return in its fourth year. It had kind of bumped along. Now, this was, I think that fourth year was probably back in 2018 to 19 was a pretty good year. And that brought the average back up to above expectations. Okay. So remember the circumstances with which you bought it. And I've talked to a lot of people, they get through, you know, some of them maybe 2.5% to 3.5%. And then when you compare it to what bonds did over that time period, the worst ones draw similar to bonds, no harm, no foul, right? A lot of them exceed that. But when you go back, right now we're renewing contracts that were issued in 2014, 15, 16, some of the lowest rates we've ever had. So that's got to be kept into perspective. Every now and then a personal bail after a couple of years, and then it take the hit on the surrender fees thinking, oh, there's surely there's got to be something better. This is all going to come into one nice story at the end. So matter of perspective, you have to remember the reasons for buying it in the first place. Okay, so a few weeks ago, now there are a lot of these people, maybe 2 weeks ago, I spoke with a guy. I've had several in-depth conversations with him. There's a lot of people like that, that I've had really detailed conversations with. And for one reason or another, they don't do business. You know, a lot of it, maybe not want to take the leap, or maybe they've got an established relationship elsewhere. Everybody's a little bit different, but I've talked to this guy a bunch. Good dude. I like him. We've never done business. Right before he met me in, I'm pretty sure it was 2018. So, but before he met me, he bought from someone else $100,000 index annuity Prudential. Now 2018, and I've said this before, was the previous to now was the best rate environment that I've seen in 10 years, 12 years. We had a little bit of a rise in the treasury, and then it stayed strong kind of into 2019 through the end when 2020 hit, COVID, market dumped, so did the treasury, and then we had a lot lower rates to work with. So I didn't sell this to him, but he had good rates, and over the years, it's done well. So during this conversation a couple of weeks ago, I can't really say, I'll say complained. He didn't really complain, but he said, you know, that stupid index annuity only made $700 last year. And so, of course, I said, well, not a lot of things made money last year. The only things that I can think of that made money like across the board were CDs and annuities. Stock market's down, bonds are down. I said, you make money last year with any asset. You know, positive movement is a good thing, doesn't matter how much. And he wasn't really sad. I was like, okay, I was kind of repeating, well, yeah, but $700, that's nothing. Okay, I said, well, how the rest of your portfolio do? And what do you mean? How'd your stocks do? Well, they're down. How'd your bonds do? Well, they're down. But he's got a good asset manager. He said, well, this guy had some mitigation strategies in place. Total portfolio was down less than 10%. I can't remember. I thought he said 5 or 6%, but he's got a bunch of money. So that was, it was a good chunk of money that he lost. But he, so he lost one, and cash in the bank in this index annuity, about the only thing that did anything positive, even with good management, still lost a substantial amount of money. So going back to the annuity, I said, well, how much is that contract worth today? What was it worth at the anniversary? We put $100,000 in sometime in 2018. And at his fourth anniversary, whenever it was last year, it was worth $127,000. So in 4 years, he made 27% total with no risk, no fees, and no volatility. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with that? I've seen some that have done just as well. I've seen some that haven't done that well, but it's usually related to external forces, not the annuity itself. What we essentially had in the last 4 years, we had two really good years, two really bad years. That's the perfect environment for an index annuity. For comparison purposes, let's consider what the S&P 500 did over the same time period. So an approximate starting date, S&P 500 beginning to end, right? Point to point, 4 years. If you would have put $100,000 in an index fund matching the S&P 500, you probably wouldn't have done that. He'd have had his manager put it in a blend of different things, you know, all right? He would have had a total of $129,000 today, $2,000 more. But low point would have been about $80,000 in March 2020. And the high point would have been about $140,000 right after New Year's this time last year. So there's your volatility. With the ups and the downs, the index annuity have basically done just as well as an investment with 100% risk in the stock market. The annuity probably edges higher because he bought it with after-tax money. Non-qualified annuities get tax deferral, an open investment in the stock market. You're going to pay ordinary income on dividends. You're going to pay capital gains because funds buy and sell. Even if it's down in value, you get dividends and you get buying and selling. That's kind of one of those, that's really a sting to a lot of people where, you know, mutual funds are down in value for the year. They lose money and they still get a 1099 because of the dividends and the buying and the selling. Just one of those things that's not so great about it. And then if you add, you know, management fees, say the guy's charging him 1% or 3/4 if you got a really good one and a lot of money and he's cutting you a break, it's going to drop it even further. It's all about the right perspective with index annuities. So that part of the conversation started because he's thinking about buying another annuity and he listens to the podcast Anyone wants to know, well, fixed or indexed? And I, you know, the same spiel. It's like, well, if you like the fixed rate and that you're satisfied with that, it's a guaranteed growth rate and you just get what's guaranteed and it's easy. But if you want to go for more, then you buy the index annuity and he could do either one. He could afford to go for more. In some situations, I say, why not? That's me. And you have your own opinion, maybe different. But he said, well, there's no good reason to buy an index annuity because the market's going to be terrible in the next few years. My broker and I both agree that it's going to be awful. So I say, wait, the guy that's got your money in the market says the market's going to be terrible. Okay, well, what are you doing with money in the stock market then? If we have volatility in times past, the most volatile markets produce the nice yields for annuities. And it's a result of how the contract functions, right? You rise up, you step flat, you rise up, you step flat. Okay, pretty simple. The best time to own an index annuity was probably from the decade from 2001 to 2010. If we have a similar experience for the next 10 years, which we cannot project or guarantee, but if you have a ton of volatility, you're likely to do pretty well in an index annuity. The rates you can get today are going to deliver incredibly great results with an index annuity. I'm not saying you got to go buy one, but don't not buy one because you think the market's going to be rough. That's why. And if you think the market's going to be rough, so you're not going to buy an index annuity, then why invest in the stock market? Some of you are out entirely. A lot of you do have money in there. And it's a good idea to protect it with where rates are right now. And I think I said it last week, first quarter of this year, I expect them to probably stay where they're at. I'm calling something of a drop. I don't know how much. I hope it's not much. And I really hope it's nothing. I hope they stay this way for a long time. But not a bad time to do it. It kind of goes back to something I've said in previous podcasts, maybe a couple of times. I've been doing this for 20 years and it's throughout my whole career. When annuities are at their best, nobody wants them. Very few people want them. Everybody wants the gains back. They want the, you know, the extra, what, 18% that the S&P's down. They want to get back to where they were a year ago. It could go the other way. When it does, and you decide to get an annuity, then the rates are going to be lower and you're not going to like the opportunity. So this is a time when they're best. Nobody really wants them. Now, insurance companies are still very busy. So a lot of people are doing it, but really good rates right now. It'll allow you to settle into an uncertain future. We don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad. Rates are lower or higher, but you settle into it with a very valuable contract, sleep at night safety, plenty of upside potential, not a bad opportunity to do it. And I would appreciate a conversation with any of you who want to go into more detail about this. Again, episode 74, Index Annuity Perspective. My name is Brian Anderson. You can give me a call at 800-438-5121 or schedule a call at the top right corner of any button. The button on the top right corner of any page on annuitystraighttalk.com. Thank you again for joining me. I look forward to any questions, comments, or suggestions I get from you guys out there. Like and share on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform if you want to send it to somebody else. Gives me motivation to keep going. Send your questions because it gives me an idea. So like I said, next week's podcast, one sentence. And it wasn't even a full sentence. Four words, the guy said. And I'm like, that's a great title. So I'll see you guys next week with episode 75. Okay, have a great day. Thank you. Goodbye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with the qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.